James, when you're playing fullback, you're not always know you're going to have a tough game, and it wasn't by any means easy today for you, was it?
No, there was nothing got easy there. In fairness, now Mark Rossiter and Mini Ryan inside, sure, are an absolute threat at any stage in the match, you know. But the conditions didn't make it any easier, you know. There was a lot less slipping and sliding and stuff there, and it did make it tough. But
a little old greasy rain falling.
That's it. Very misty and heavy, and the pitch, in fairness, with the lads are keeping it in exceptional condition for the time of year. So, but yeah, no, we're happy with how we got on.
Yeah, well, you knew it was going to be a tight game because you played them way back in the 2nd of October and you knew there was very little between the two of you.
Yeah, exactly. Sure, we played them in the first round, and now, as I said before, the two teams are completely different. There's nothing alike anymore. But we knew they were going to be tough. We knew they wouldn't give up, and in fairness, they didn't. They absolutely went till the very last minute, and we got over the line. We were confident, we were calm and collected, and we just got over the line.
Yeah, this COVID, you know, we've all gone through COVID and its issues, and you know, it was great to see everybody able to go to the match. When you won the hurling, actually, there was a lot of restrictions there. And I suppose those restrictions are still there. So even though you'll have to celebrate tonight, you'll have to be careful, I suppose.
Yeah, that's it. Like, I alluded there in the speech that it's great to see the supporters back in here. Last year without them, it wasn't the same feeling, you know. You don't have the same atmosphere around the place. And it's just great to see everyone coming back in and enjoying it and everything. But now, obviously, restrictions are still there. And we're obviously going to socialise safely and try and enjoy it as best as we can. But within the guidelines as such.
The old man still continues to play brilliant football, Brian, doesn't he? You know, when you were a little bit of trouble in the second half, he dug deep and went looking for the ball and won crucial frees. You know, he's such an influence still, isn't he?
Yeah, I don't think he's ever going to give up, really, is he, Liam?
No, shoot him, I think.
I'd say so. But, yeah, no, he is.
It's brilliant for you to have someone like that, that kind of leadership.
Yeah, he's so good. He's so easy to be able to look up to. And when you are under pressure, he's an easy out ball to get to. He can hold on to the ball. He knows what to do and when to do it. And in fairness, this year, full forward, new position, but it worked for him. Yeah, he was very good. So
I was slagging him the last day when he missed an easy chance. I hope your two kids weren't here watching it. That'd be the memory of him.
I don't think I let him away with too much in training. I would be marking fairly closely, and if he misses, he gets a bit of a grueler. So I might be on the Christmas card list for him this year, I'd say.
Yeah, but it's a great day for you, and you know, county finals are hard won. It's certainly an advantage for a dual club that you were able to concentrate on football in the period of time when you were finishing Hurley.
Yeah, exactly. The running off two competitions separately is a great idea, and it makes it so much easier for both clubs. Even the like of Gusharon there this year, they done exceptional in the intermediate hurling. That's not the usual, you know, it's not the norm. But even for us, as a dual senior club, it makes it easier to focus on one, keep the hurling in hand for 6 weeks and keep it going, you know.
Will you give Leinster a lash?
Oh, look, we'll enjoy tonight first and we'll see how things
work.
We'll
worry about that after.
Yeah, look, we'll worry about it next week when we get back training. But at the same time, every year there seems to be a team that wins Wexford, just loses the first round of Leinster. We don't really want that again, want to kind of push on and make a bit of a statement for Wexford football again.
Absolutely. Well done today, James.
Thanks, Liam.
Enjoy
appreciate
yourself.
It. Thank you.